You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're talking about a grown-ass adult, and you do something, and
out
comes the tooth.
This is very similar to a topic that we like to do. What did you get in your eye? Where we get a lot of very cringeworthy stories. So now this time around, it's, how did you lose that tooth? And we were talking on Friday because my kiddos just had another dentist appointment. And every year we go in and the dentist gives us the lecture, the spiel, and quizzes my kids about, what do you do when your tooth falls out? What if you're out on the playground, you fall down and your tooth gets knocked out? You don't put it in milk. You don't put it in a bag of rice. You don't put it in your pocket. You got to take that tooth and shove it back in. You shove it right back in the hole, dirt and all. He said that'll help keep the tooth alive. And he quizzes him every time we go in, and we're all like, every time. Like, can you imagine? I mean, it's going to take some cojones to shove it back in the hole there and hold it in until you get to the dentist.
What if it's broken off? Then what do you do?
If it's snapped, I don't know. I guess you still just shove it in and try to hold it on. Get the root up in there, get the
like
blood flow to it.
Mm.
I guess, but oh man, I can't even. And then our boy, producer Josh, came wandering in. Josh, which teeth? The back two? He's pointing to his back two. Hockey? Hockey incident. Got him knocked out playing hockey, his back two. And we were quizzing him about if they were drilled into his jaw and if he can take them out. And
oh, yeah, they do those things where they put those little studs up into you. They drill up, up into the bone in your tooth or in your jaw. And
get them up in there.
Yeah, Gretchen has one of those where it was a lower one, but they drilled down into her jaw and put the little stud.
I can't even. Anything with the mouth, right, man. That's why I've been so happy I haven't had cavities.
Was Josh's incident a puck, or did some guy hit him?
Puck situation, right in the side of the face. Yeah. Huh. Now, I have another buddy of mine, Rex, who is an MMA fighter, and he said he was sparring one day with a guy, and he was in there, you know, they're all roughhousing and tickling each other, whatever they do, and the guy, leaned back and smashed him in the head, did like a head punch thing to his face, and Rex lost like three teeth and snapped his jaw.
Oh my god.
And it happened about a year ago, and I just saw him recently. He's like, hey, check this out. And he like he had one of those retainer things that pop out with the teeth on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he popped it back in and popped it back out. And I was like, oh god.
How do you eat an apple with those things?
I guess you slice it first.
But you know, it doesn't have to be anything violent like hockey or fighting or something like that. The closest I've come is having a piece of tooth snap off. And it was from, and I was in my late 20s. It's not like I was an old man or anything. It was from eating a candy bar. I can't remember which one it was, but it was one of those hard, you know, with a, I don't know what kind of candy bar it was. It was something, and I bit into it, and I asked the dentist about it. He says, no, your teeth are in great shape. He goes, every once in a while, there is just a torque situation.
Yeah.
It just happens.
A lot of them coming in on Facebook regarding food. I'll give you a couple. I'm going to save some of these for after the break. But Courtney just said, in a piece of Italian bread.
Oh, yeah.
I just wrote back, that must have been some tough bread you were chewing on. And then Terry says, I was eating Dots candies at the movies. I thought there was something hard in the candy. I spit it out in my hand, looked, and found out it was my tooth.
God,
chewy like dots and gummies. I could totally see that. Just popping a tooth out.
We are going to throw open the phone lines this morning. We sometimes enjoy these cringeworthy type of segments. How did you lose a tooth? Like, what happened? I remember the first radio station I ever worked at when I was a kid, teenager. There was a guy who worked there who played on a semi-pro baseball team. I love that because he invited me out one time to pitch batting practice for them, and I learned that those guys, they may be semi-pro, but they're darn good. Anyway, he played first base, and he came into work one Monday missing the two front teeth. He played first base taking a routine throw from the shortstop, just routine ground ball, shortstop throws it to him, and the webbing on his glove gave way.
Mm.
So as the ball came through, it just essentially went through his glove.
Mm. and right and kiss her.
And took out the two front teeth. So he looked Pearly like White. A hockey player.
Yeah. Mm. So many messages coming in about the two front teeth. From what I'm seeing, those seem to be the two biggies. I'll read you a quick one from Jill. She says, I have a big Labrador Retriever. We were playing tug of war with one of his toys. He had one end in his mouth, and yes, I had the other end in my mouth. We were pulling
no.
back and forth for a couple minutes when he decided to give it one big yank and pulled my two front teeth right out. She says, I immediately screamed, blood everywhere, stained parts of my carpet. Needed a few $1,000 in surgery to put in two new fake front teeth.
Oh, no.
She says, don't play tug of war with dogs. They always win.
I've just never heard of somebody sticking it in their mouth
everybody,
like that.
Everybody, if you have a dog, you do that. You know how many?
Really?
I've done it 1,000 times.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's the, ooh, no, I've got it, you know, and they're, and yank, rip them right out. I'll give you one more from Sydney. She says, I've actually lost my two front teeth 3 times. First time was with a skateboard, but I wasn't riding it. I just tripped over it. Then I lost him again when I fell on my face and slipped on ice. I'm seeing a pattern here, Sydney. And the last one was when I was eating a lollipop, and she says, they both just fell out. Oh.
Those teeth are destined to not be there.
I think it's time to just leave them out, Sydney. Thank you for writing.
God. A couple of quick calls. Let's talk to Lauren and Rick. Lauren's up first. Lauren, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi. So what happened?
Well, it was actually my son. He was about 10 and riding his bicycle and goes to take a turn in gravel, slips, and he falls right into the curb. His first, his front teeth lost them.
The curb will always win, you know?
Yeah.
How many people listening right now have their hand up to their mouth?
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah. It makes us cringe every time we think about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lauren, thanks for calling, sort of.
Sure.
Can I give you a story I just now remembered? My dad was fire chief, paramedic, fire department, the whole nine. And I remember him. This is one of the stories he told me to scare me off of riding motorcycles ever again. Mm-hmm. He said he went on a call where a motorcycle had hit a car, and you know, kind of stick your front jaw out like the top, like you know, you kind of have to suck your bottom one in. But he said the top of this guy's jaw hit the hood of the car. And knocked everything out on the top, every tooth along the top of his mouth, because his head hit the car and just, king, all the teeth gone.
I can't take
so, it. So, I've never been on a motorcycle.
Rick is on the phone. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Well, my teeth hurt.
I'm feeling a little queasy.
I want to brush and floss right now.
What happened?
A friend of mine, his brother was giving him a ride home on his bike, and he was riding on the front handlebars, and he stuck his foot in the spoke, and the bike flipped over, landed on his face, and his brother landed on his head. Two front teeth.
That was his foot, too.
Black and blue.
That's a double whammy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah, but we all did that move of letting somebody ride on your bike.
Absolutely.
Either holding on at the back and standing on the pedals or whatever, and then sitting on the handlebars. So
yeah, it's bound to happen.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Have a great day.
You too.
Later.
You know how many people we have listening who work in a dentist's office, either as a hygienist or as a dentist or something like that? They actually make pretty good bank off of the clumsiness and stupidity of the rest of us.
They got
right?
stories. I know they do.
You know they've got. They've probably asked so many times, so what happened?
Let me give you a couple quick more off Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll just give you the quick, you know, the synopsis. Paul, in college during cheerleader practice, we dropped a girl on her face. Boom, teeth out. Scott says, I managed to hit myself in the face with a hammer while standing on a 10-foot ladder. Boom, teeth out. Mary, well, she got hit by a car when she was younger, so yeah, I could see that one. And then Lauren says, in the back of a Suburban, my friend Christina's mom was driving, went over something really bumpy. Christina elbowed me in the mouth and knocked out my what? Two front teeth! Hey!